Welcome to St. Finian's Magazine, May 2024. May, a month of church festivals and feasts. A letter from the rector. Dear friends, in the life of the church, May can feel like a month of hidden feasts. There are a number of significant festivals and feast days that don't get the same publicity and recognition as the bigger ones that attract not just the church's attention, but the attention of the general public also. Perhaps this is because of the holidays that accompany them. When I meet people who are occasional attenders of church, they might say things like, "I'm a Christmas and Easter person." Both Christmas and Easter are marvellous occasions in the church calendar, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus and then reflect on his death and resurrection. In May, we think of how Jesus returned to his Father in heaven after his resurrection, the festival we know of as Ascension. As it is usually celebrated on a Thursday, we sometimes have different local celebrations, and this year we hope to have a service in church at 7:30 p.m. on the 9th of May. We also celebrate the gift of God's Holy Spirit on the feast day of Pentecost, which is the 19th of May. This is that sense of Jesus' presence indwelling in our lives and is promised to all who put their trust in him. As he comes to dwell within us, he begins the process of transforming us from the inside out so that we become more and more like him. On the 26th of May, we celebrate Trinity Sunday, when we think of the teaching that reflects on the nature of God. It proclaims the mysterious but glorious truth that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in his divine nature. It can be hard to fully understand and grasp this, and I always appreciate the sense of mystery and wonder around it. It's not as though we will ever fully understand God and all his ways and his glory, but we marvel at this aspect of his character and his nature, and we bow down in worship before his majesty. Whenever faith becomes an important part of our lives, I always think there is so much to learn. It's like the more we know, the more there is to learn and discover, and we can never, in that sense, plumb the full depths of it all. Each month and season brings fresh opportunities for learning and growth. There are little nuggets that come our way through observing these festivals and special occasions together as a worshipping community, but also in our daily devotions and Bible reading, in our participation in life groups and organizations. It's impossible to attend everything, but the more opportunities we give ourselves to learn a little more or experience a gathering in worship, the more often we find ourselves unexpectedly blessed. I want to thank everyone who made our Lent, Holy Week, and Easter services so special. Not only were our speakers varied and interesting, the music, the flowers, the level of engagement made me very aware of God's presence during that most holy season. Many people made behind-the-scenes preparations, from our musical director and choir to our wardens and sexton, and all who decorated the church so beautifully. Sometimes we are inclined to take such things for granted without fully being aware of them and of all that has gone into making them happen. So my deepest thanks to everyone involved. One of the most important things that underpins so much of our activity in church is prayer. Our online prayer meetings will resume on Thursdays at 7 p.m. If you've never been before, we usually reflect on a Bible passage and use it to inform our prayers for events happening in the life of our church, our nation, and the wider world. We also pray for people who have asked for our prayers by first name only. It provides a little window of space and silence and reflection. For some who find in-person gatherings hard for health and other reasons, it offers an opportunity for fellowship. If you'd like to try it out, please speak to one of the clergy and you can receive the link via email. We take this opportunity to wish our new wardens every blessing and to pray for them and for the newly appointed select vestry. We thank Claire and Gillian for all they have done in providing such a warm welcome to all as serving us so effectively in the past year. With very best wishes, Jonathan Pierce, Rector. Telephone number 02890 793822. From the Registers 2024, Christian Burial. 27th of March was the burial of Georgina Georgie Graham. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom take place on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. If you would like to join us, send an email to zoomtosaintfinian@btconnect.com or contact the rector. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. The Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is very welcome. Please feel free to join us afterwards in the sexton's room for friendship whilst enjoying a cup of tea or coffee and scones. Prayer Warrior. Do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, text Robin, who will be willing to help. This is completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Robin's contact number is 0751 394 7504. Vestry. The new select vestry was appointed at a meeting of the general vestry held on 16th of April 2024. Here are the roles within the vestry. Chairman, Canon John O'Pierce. Curate, Reverend Andy Hay. Rector's Church Warden, Rosemary Gamble. Rector's Glebe Warden, Jim Haughey. People's Church Warden, Julie Cunningham. People's Glebe Warden, Karen Gately. Secretary to the Select Vestry, Linda Leonard. Parish Treasurer, Brian Lavery. Vestry members: Peter Armstrong, Neil Donaldson, Jeff Harmon, May Lavery, Timothy Leckie, Carol McGladdery, Claire Monaghan, Norman Slater, and Trevor Smith. Finance Committee: Brian Lavery, Treasurer, Robert Crawford, Neil Donaldson, Trevor Smith, and Timothy Leckie. The Glebes Committee are Jim Haughey, Karen Gately, Jeff Harmon, and Norman Slater. Christian Aid Week 2024. Christian Aid Week this year will be happening from the 12th to the 18th of May. Christian aid workers with some of the world's most vulnerable communities in 35 countries in Africa, Asia, the Middle East, Latin America and the Caribbean. This year's appeal is focusing on work in Burundi, one of the most densely populated and poorest countries in Africa. Heavily reliant on agriculture, it's also one of the least prepared to combat the effects of climate change, including droughts, floods and landslides. The global cost of living crisis has intensified the challenges. More than 70% of the population live in poverty, and more than half of children are chronically malnourished. Christian Aid has been working in Burundi since 1995, when it first offered humanitarian assistance to people surviving the civil conflict. Now, alongside local partners, the organisation helps establish village savings and loans associations. These community-led groups mean people can save and borrow money, making small businesses possible, offering reliable and diverse incomes so families can eat regularly, get medicine when they need it, and build safer homes. Join us this Christian Aid Week to give hope to people living in countries such as Burundi. Traditionally, St. Finian's has always taken part in Christian Aid Week, and this year we are delighted to do so again. Door-to-door collections will once again be taking place in the Craiga area, and if you helped in previous years, we would love you to do so again. New volunteers are very welcome. Please contact Jonathan Johnson on 07385 547 697 if you are available to help. A message from Norman Slater regarding Divine Healing Ministries. The Divine Healing Ministries service will be held on Tuesday, 28th of May at 7:30 p.m. The service will include a guest speaker. Everyone is very welcome. A message from Jim Hawhey, our Glebe Warden, regarding general maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have regular schedule for works, both for doing buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning. During the time between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up, pruning, spraying, brushing, and so on. The next date is Saturday, the 25th of May, 2024. See you then, from Jim. Church services for May. Sunday, 5th of May, the 6th Sunday of Easter, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect service in the Houston Hall, and 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday, 12th of May, Sunday after Ascension Day, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, and 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday the 19th of May, the day of Pentecost, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday 26th of May, Trinity Sunday, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Gift Day Thanks. The Select Vestry would like to thank all who gave so generously to the recent Gift Day. The total amount raised to date is £16,260. In addition, we want to thank those who have provided one-off donations to both the General Fund and the Building Fund, or adjusted their standing orders and weekly envelope donations over the last few months, along with signing gift aid declaration forms. All this support has been a real encouragement. For those who wish to make an electronic donation to the church, the bank account details can be given to you by the clergy when requested. Please include your name and, if known, your FWO number when setting up a standing order or making an electronic donation to the church bank account. If you could also let the parish treasurer know by email or telephone, that would be great. If you have any queries about your FWO contributions, weekly envelopes, setting up a standing order, or gift aiding, please do not hesitate to speak to Brian Lavery, the parish treasurer. Brian can be contacted by email at stfinianstreasurer@btinternet.com or via the church office on 02890-792793. Many thanks, Brian Lavery, the Honourable Treasurer. Mother's Union. Hello everyone. What a world we live in. At times we are struck by its physical beauty and diversity, then alongside that there is the brokenness of the creation with pollution, the destruction of habitats, and the reality of poverty, hunger, wars, and needless loss of human lives all around the globe. We only have to turn on our TVs to see the reports of conflict, and tragic stories all around us. The Bible speaks of all these issues throughout Scripture. In the Old Testament, for example, Isaiah 42, verse 4, "He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching, the islands will put their hope." Also in the New Testament, Jesus reveals a blueprint for his reworking of a new kingdom way of doing life in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5, verse 5 says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." In our prayer book, it speaks of how the poor should receive a just share. Thinking about these things is challenging but necessary. So it is with anticipation that our speaker at our Overseas Mothers Union branch meeting on Thursday, May the 2nd at 7:30 p.m. is Jenny Smith from Church Missionary Society Ireland, which our parish supports. I'm sure she will inspire, challenge and encourage us with her reports on our link missionaries. Some advance notices. The Beauty of the Bride Wedding Dress Festival will be at Dromore Cathedral, opening service Thursday the 9th of May at 7:30 p.m. with Lady Christine Eames. Yarns from the Bible, St. Catherine's Church, Kiliaid, from the 3rd to the 12th of May. The Diocesan Mothers Union Indoor Members Holy Communion Service and Tea Party will be held this year in St. Mark's Parish, Newton Arts, on Thursday 16th of May at 2 p.m. An invitation is extended to all indoor members and senior members aged 80 and over of our branch. This is always very enjoyable as an event, so we would encourage those eligible to go. Afternoon tea and shopping at Coleman's Garden Centre, Temple Patrick, Saturday 1st of June. The time is to be confirmed. The cost is £20. If possible, please bring £20 to the May branch meeting. If you would like to go to any of these events, transport will be provided, so please contact Liz or Angela Harvey. Angela Harvey, the branch secretary's mobile number is 07596 075081. Liz Walker, our branch leader's mobile number is 07746175449. Mothers Union Midday Wave of Prayers, May 2024. May the 1st and 2nd, Aru in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kigezi in Uganda, Aikirudu in Nigeria, Ho in Ghana, York in England, and Guyana and Suriname in Guyana. The 4th to the 6th of May, Uppershire in Malawi, Maralal Missionary Area in Kenya, Makurdi and Ifo in Nigeria, Tuam, Killala and Achonry in all Ireland, and Mumbai in India. 7th to 9th of May, Torit in South Sudan, Meru in Kenya, Ikuano in Nigeria, Sekondi in Ghana, and the Arctic in Canada. 11th to 13th of May, Twik East in South Sudan, Roria in Tanzania, Oweri and Ugeli in Nigeria, Gippsland in Australia, and Cashel and Ossory in all Ireland. 14th to 16th of May, Maridi in South Sudan, Kirinyaga in Kenya, Zaki Biam and Ijesa in northeast Nigeria, and Waikato and Taranaki in New Zealand. 18th to 20th of May, Grahamstown in South Africa, Masasi in Tanzania, Afikpo in Nigeria, Weosso in Ghana, Chester in England, and Northern Argentina in Argentina. 21st to 23rd of May, Christ the King in South Africa, East Rwenzori in Uganda, Gombe and Yubasa in Nigeria, and Bunbury in Australia. 25th to 27th of May, Bor in South Sudan, Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, Oru and Ole in Nigeria, Rockhampton in Australia, and Agra in India. 28th to 30th of May, Angola, North Ankol in Uganda, Okene and Ibadan, South in Nigeria, Aberdeen and Orkney in Scotland, and Karnataka South in India. Flower donation, Rota, May, 5th of May, Mrs. J. Cunningham, 12th of May, Mother's Union, 19th of May, Mrs. I. Ireland, 26th of May, Mrs. K. Hannah. Forget-me-nots. Based on a German legend, the story about forget-me-nots is that God was naming all the plants at creation. One tiny blue flower was still unnamed and called out to him saying, "Forget-me-not, O Lord." God therefore decided to name the flower forget-me-not. A Bed of Forget-Me-Nots, a poem by Christina Georgina Rossetti. Is love so prone to change and rot? We are fain to rear forget-me-not by measure in a garden plot. I love its growth at large and free by untrod path and unlocked tree, or nodding by the unpruned hedge or on the water's dangerous edge, where flags and meadows sweet blow rank with rushes on the quaking bank. Love is not taught in learning school, love is not parcelled out by rule. Hath curb or call an answer got? So free must be forget-me-not. Give me the flame no dampness dulls, the passion of the instinctive pulse, love steadfast as fixed star, tender as doves with nestlings are, more large than time, more strong than death, this all creation travails of, she groans not for a passing breath. This is forget-me-not and love. Ladies Friendship Group. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. May's first meeting is open to everyone. On Wednesday the 8th, we will be welcoming local historian Aidan Campbell, who has written many popular books about Craigher, Castlereagh, Knock and beyond. The photos and commentaries in these bring back memories of East Belfast to most of us. He'll talk to us about big houses of Belfast. He will have some copies of East Belfast Big Houses Volume 2 to sell on the day, the proceeds of which he donates to Marie Curie. Our last meeting before the summer break, ladies, will centre around a light-hearted quiz with prizes. I hope that you can come along on Wednesday the 22nd. Helen, Caroline, Dorothy and I wish you all a happy, sunny summer and look forward to seeing you in September. From Julie. Contact number 0781 492 8398. Craigher Crafters. Craigher Crafters meet on Tuesdays from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Feel free to come along for crafting, coffee and chat. Everyone is welcome. From Janet Johnson. Contact number 07711 885203. Messy Church. Hello everyone. We hope you are all well. Just a reminder for you to share with family, friends and neighbours that Messy Church will be returning on Friday the 7th of June with water and fish being our theme. Can you guess what story Andy might be telling us to remind us how God is at work in our lives and how much he loves us? Come along and bring a friend to St. Finian's Summer Messy Church in the great outdoors. There will be tea, coffee and biscuits for the grown-ups, as well as juice, treats and a light supper for the children. Please pray for a dry day and sunshine so that we can play in the church grounds with some of the wonderful new games: giant parachute, snakes and ladders, outdoor Connect 4 and various ball games. Our games and crafts are aimed at children aged 3 to 11, but everyone is so very welcome, and we would encourage parents, guardians, carers and grown-ups to participate in our day of fun, friendship and faith. With the renewed hope that Easter brings us and our uplifting Holy Week services fresh in our hearts and minds, we fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. God bless the Messy Church team. St. Finian's Pilates. Hello everyone. Last month's article talked about how many Pilates exercises focus on developing and maintaining a strong, well-aligned and flexible spine, and the overall health benefits from doing this. This month, I want to go into a bit more detail about postural types, which can be broadly divided into the following: ideal, the sway back, and the flat back. Many of the problems seen by physiotherapists and other practitioners are related to poor posture and the resulting muscle imbalances, uneven wear on joints, and the impact on normal movement. However, before talking about poor posture, it's important to consider what is meant by ideal posture. And this can be pictured by thinking about an imaginary plumb line running from the top of your head to the sole of your foot. This plumb line should drop vertically from the crown of your head, passing through the earlobe, the middle of the cervical vertebrae, the neck, the tip of the shoulder and the lumbar vertebrae, your lower back, and it should run slightly behind the hip joint and just slightly in front of the centre of the knee joint and the outer ankle bone, the bit that sticks out. If you have a full-length mirror, you could stand side-on and visualise this plumb line, or have someone hold one up. In this position, the forces of gravity are evenly distributed throughout the body, and all the major joints are in what is termed their neutral zone, with minimal wear and tear on these structures, and the correct length and natural balance of muscles maintained to ensure safe, normal movement patterns. In addition, all the vital organs are properly placed, supported, and not constricted so they can better function. So this is what we should aspire to, bearing in mind that we each have our own individual, distinctive body shape, size and dimensions. There are many factors that can influence your posture, including hereditary factors, often referred to as your genetic inheritance, injuries, particularly those directly impacting the spine, illness, both physical and mental, work-related, sedentary or manual working, sustained positions. Think about hunching over a laptop, something we've seen more of with home working. Fashion, for example, our footwear and heavy bags can pull us out of shape. And repetitive movements that focus on particular muscle groups. Given all this, it'd be easy to declare, in the words of Private Fraser from Dad's Army, anyone below the age of 60 should ask their parents, that we're doomed. However, all is not lost, as many of the exercises in Pilates are designed to rebalance the role of stabilizing and mobilizing muscles, and by repeating good movement patterns can help restore normal movement and improve posture. I'll use the next few articles to consider in detail the poor postural types referred to above, and Pilates exercises that can be particularly helpful. In the meantime, stay safe and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is very welcome, and a small donation of £3 per class is requested to go towards church funds. If you have any questions or want to find out more about Pilates, please contact me, John Waterworth, by phone at 07941 368 546, or email at icwworth, that is, correction, jcwworth, at yahoo.co.uk. Contact details. The rector can be contacted on 02890 793822. The curate can be contacted on 07905 368474. Church office hours are Tuesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Wednesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The church office telephone number is 02890 792793. The office can also be contacted via email at office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office at the contact numbers above. Please send articles for inclusion in the June magazine to the church office by noon on Tuesday the 7th of May. Don't forget about the church website, found at www.stfinians.org. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/stfinians. St Finians is registered with the Charity Commission for Northern Ireland. Reference number NIC101977. I hope you've enjoyed your audio edition of the May magazine. It was read for you today by Andy Hay, and All Mistakes Have Been My Own. Thank you.